join us at Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. A lot to do today. Now, we'll tell you that we have moved Tony Morrell. He will come on tomorrow. He wanted to move back a day, and so we've done that. He's been great to us. We've been great to him. So he'll move him back a day. So he'll come on tomorrow, Paul Strelo, on Thursday. Then a normal Friday guest coming up. Looking forward to that. We have a weather is a little bit of a factor. It wasn't bad for me. I don't think it's bad for Zach coming in. I'll get his thoughts on that here in a minute. A little bit of rain this morning. What they are saying is today, partly cloudy, some morning rain, high of 48. Later today, winds at 10 to 15, but it's going to rain. Then tomorrow, we're going to get down to 22 degrees tonight. And then some wind tomorrow up to 15 to 25 mile an hour winds tomorrow. So it's going to be really cold tomorrow as this polar vortex thing comes down. I was watching news last night, and boy, Lester Holt, he's on the scene for us. He's such a great guy. You know it's a bad winter storm across the country? When NBC doesn't tell you how bad Donald Trump sucks first, they had to tell the weather first. That's a big storm out there all across America. We have 47 degrees on Thursday. Now, it looks like pretty good weather after or behind this thing, including like this weekend, 54, 55, 59. Next week, now this groundhog might be good to us. Next week, 62, 65, 66. Middle of the week next week, 62, 65, 66. Loving life. So anyway, let's get through these next couple of days. Hope you're safe. Be careful on the way. And it's not our ride, at least. I don't think our ride was too bad coming in. College basketball last night. Second-ranked Duke went to South Bend, won 83-61. Notre Dame's not very good in men's basketball. Great women's basketball. But this was a 7-1 start by Duke now in the conference. And Notre Dame is 1-7 in the league. We had Texas Tech ranked 16th in the country, beat TCU 84-65 last night. I think the SEC was in play last night, were they? No SEC games last night. Now tonight, you have South Carolina hosting top-ranked Tennessee down in Columbia. That line's only about an 8.5 point game. We get Georgia, Arkansas, Mississippi State, Alabama, and Kentucky and Vanderbilt. But the big one down in Columbia for those guys, number one Tennessee comes to town. And in the ACC tonight, besides third-ranked Virginia going to NC State, 9th-ranked North Carolina going to Georgia Tech, 9 o'clock game tonight, Pittsburgh comes here to town. The Panthers are 12-8 overall, 2-5 in the ACC. Clemson 11-8, 1-5, and the Tigers are an 8.5 point favorites tonight. A little bit of football, not a lot today. We didn't do any recruiting from yesterday, not any. We did a little bit. We're going to go over the recruiting stuff from the weekend. We'll get to that probably in our second hour, about 7:05 this morning. And also we're going to have our Dabo stat that we did yesterday. I told you. You know, that we'll do one every single day of the week. But a little bit of football news. Mikey Dukes is the in-state running back that Clemson has offered for the class of 2019. He is going to make his commitment this Saturday at 5 o'clock at First Baptist School Gymnasium in Charleston. That's at his school. Guy that had 2,000 yards this year and 33 touchdowns. And Clemson and Syracuse were his two big official visits. So we'll see what he says. A little bit later on. Super Bowl coming up. Looking forward to that. I got a couple of little interesting items to get to today. Nothing major outside of the recruiting stuff. One is the Athlon's top 25 games for next year. So we'll get to that and tell you 2019 top 25 college football games, in which Clemson has a couple in the top 15 in the country. So certainly looking forward to that. If you tuned in yesterday, I know a lot of you were like me, that once we found out that Zach Orr was under the weather, that we really couldn't have total concentration on everything else, that we were worried, sick, I played golf yesterday. I couldn't concentrate because I was worried about him. And I can report good news that he's alive. He's kicking. He's here today. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr, 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, and the guy that was in your heart all day yesterday, Zach Orr.
Yay, Bo.
Oh, you sound better over there.
Good morning.
You look great,
morning,
by the way. You're like a million bucks.
Yeah, I'm great. I have a sinus infection. So on the outside, I'm 100%.
100? Oh, I was going to say 110.
Yeah. In the nasal passages and the inside, we're still operating below average, but we're getting better, and that's what matters.
Did you miss us?
Yeah, of course I did. Shout out. Jocelyn Sykes, Philip Sykes, his wife is a nurse practitioner.
Oh, yeah.
And she helped me out yesterday, so I really appreciate that.
Awesome. Yeah, she'll take good care of you.
And we're here this morning, ready to go.
Great, man. That's awesome. Glad
How are you?
I couldn't be better now that I know you're okay. It was a...
You know what I thought about yesterday? When I wasn't here, because I couldn't sleep because I couldn't breathe. And I'm up, and I turn on the show for a bit just to make sure everything was going all right. And I was like, man, this would be the day that he gets the call. And then I'm not there. It'd be a whole thing.
No, Meredith hadn't slept in 2 days.
Oh, boy.
She can't sleep anymore. So he's right around the corner now. Got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. 37 weeks today. So now he would, as of today, he would not be premature. You're full term from 37 weeks on.
Good.
So he'll be here in the next, I'm going to guess not this week, but the watch really starts next week. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. No, that wouldn't have been the day. Had you gone in labor yesterday? I said, no, Zach's sick. We can't do this.
Can't do it.
No, we're going to hold off on that a little bit. So what does a man do? When did you get sick, by the way? Because you called me Saturday night wanting me to partake in some spirits with you, and I had a feeling it might have been one of those two-day hangovers.
Yeah, right? No, I had been fighting this sinus stuff for almost the entire week, and I felt better over the weekend. That's why I went out Saturday, and we had a good time. I don't think I called you. I just texted you, didn't I?
Yeah.
And
at like 4 in the morning saying, hey, we're out, come on up.
It was at 9:30, actually.
For me, 9:30, honest to goodness.
Yeah.
I was in the bed.
Because I figured this was going to be a conversation we had on there. It was at 9:30.
Honest to goodness, I was in the bed.
I said, establishment, ? And they said, good, see you there, because you never answered.
I was asleep.
And then I got back, and it hit me the next day. I wasn't hungover, because I made fun of John for being hungover. I was just not feeling good at all, and here we are.
I had some stuff to run by. So yesterday you read a book. What else did you do yesterday?
I watched a movie. Yeah. I read a book. Went to the doctors. The commuter, the Liam Neeson one on the train. It was terrible.
Did his daughter get kidnapped?
No, but he saves the world. That kind of stuff again.
It's the first time he's ever been in a movie where his daughter to get kidnapped.
I know. So it wasn't that great.
At some point in time, if you're Liam Neeson's whatever his daughter, you wouldn't go on trips anymore.
But they let him, exactly right. They let him have his Irish accent in the movie, and it's just so pleasant to listen to. So it helped the overall aspects and outlook of the movie. It wasn't a great story.
Was it great? Isn't it?
Hi. What else did I do? We hung out. Watched the Devils game last night. Nice 6-3 win up there in Pittsburgh. Always good for a first game out of the All-Star game. They're not great right now. They're 13 points out of a playoff spot.
Now, let me say this. I've been holding back on this a little bit.
Ooh.
The Canadiens are good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we're really good. We had the fourth best record in the Eastern Division. We would host a home series at first. Let me see if I'm right with saying this. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're the 9th best record in hockey right now, man. We're pretty good. We're young, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference in us this year? Because I don't watch. You know this.
The difference is Carey Price has stayed healthy for the most part.
Right.
And you guys made a trade. Ty Domi, Alex Galchenyuk for Ty Domi.
Yeah.
And
Ty Domi Jr.
And it worked out for you so far. Ty Domi's been an absolute stud for Montreal.
Is he an enforcer like his dad?
No.
He's a skater. Good, man. Glad to hear that. the other thing I was going to tell you that I was going to shock you with a little bit.
What's that?
FA Cup draw came out yesterday.
I saw Man United's next couple of games here. Not a great schedule.
Yes, it is a great schedule.
Well, it's a great schedule for the viewing audience, but in terms of how tough it is, it is.
It's very tough. But you know what? My buddy texted me yesterday and said, you know, we couldn't have got all these crappy teams. We had to go get Chelsea. Come on, Chelsea. We had to get Chelsea.
I'm a huge Chelsea fan, though.
Just because you had
of Pulisic. No, Pulisic's going there in the summer.
He's not going there until next year.
He's going there in the summer.
Right. After this year's over with.
Yeah.
So
right now, I'm still with you and Man U, but I'm going to Chelsea.
But you're Man U right now.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They have, what is it? It's Chelsea?
Yep.
Is it Barcelona? Not Barcelona.
PSG.
PSG. It's PSG, Chelsea. There's a Liverpool action in there.
Yeah.
There's a Man City at the end of it.
City.
You get Crystal Palace during this stretch, which would be a nice little
bump on the road.
Southampton's in there.
But you know what? A month ago or 6 weeks ago, I'd have said, I'd have been like Clemson basketball fans. You know how tough it's going to be. Now I'm like, okay, bring it on.
Well, this Inter manager, old Gunner.
Yeah, Ole.
Yeah, I call him old Gunner because I think it's funny. He has found the key to Paul Pogba. In the sense that he's turned whatever switch, flipped whatever switch, turned whatever key, flipped whatever lever it is to make Paul Pogba play like the Pogba that plays for the French international team, where he's loose, he's able to wander and create and defend as he sees fit. And he's just been unbelievable for you.
Either 7-0 or 8-0. I know we won the FA Cup. We destroyed, was it Arsenal or Tottenham? Who would it be?
I don't know. It was one of the two.
We destroyed 3-1 Friday. So we're great, man. Everything's great.
Hey,
life's good again.
Life. Speaking of life being good, Chris from Ware Shoals gets in this morning on the text line. Mickey, my wife went in for her 37-week checkup, and we left with our daughter. It can happen. LOL.
Oh, it can happen. I'm very much aware of this.
Oh, boy.
Very much aware of this, Chris. So it's every phone call I get now from my wife, the first thing I ask is, your water broke? You know, you're having contractions? So we're through with all
the
that.
The go bag's packed.
Yeah. Guns,
gun, passports, cash, change of clothes.
Yeah,
and you're good.
I tell you about passports later,
and a binky because you need something for the kids.
Right, yeah, you gotta have one binky. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you something about a passport coming up a little bit later on. Frosty Sea Dog text in, go wild.
Minnesota.
And, I checked it after he sent it in. The Minnesota Wild, pretty good, man. Not bad. Third place in your division right now, but. 6th place in your conference right now. Not bad. Pretty good for the Wild right now. Not bad at all. So what's on tap for segment number 2 today, buddy?
You know, I as I said, I listened to yesterday, and there was a lot of Clemson basketball talk at points. We're going to move on from that and preview the game tonight against Pittsburgh. It's a 9 o'clock game.
Right.
And we're going to kind of jump into that and see what Clemson can do to turn the page from everything that's happened in the beginning of conference play.
Looking forward to that. Can't wait for that. And I think the Tigers can get a win tonight. A much-needed win tonight.
We're going to talk about it. I can't wait.
All right. I'm looking forward to that as well. Later in the show, again, the top 25 Athlons games for next year. the Dabo Swinney stat of the day. That's a new little segment for this week. In case you missed yesterday, we told you that Dabo Swinney against ranked opponents on the road, not on neutral sites or on the road. You missed this yesterday. You know, I gave you all the stats last week, but I gave you a new one yesterday. Dabo Swinney in games versus ranked teams away from Death Valley, I mean neutral site games and road games, won 10 of his last 11. That's like impossible to do. And the guy keeps doing it. I have another stat for you later today. In
what time?
Third hour, 8:05.
Oh, the Tony Morrell vacant spot.
He vacated that for us for today, so we'll do that. So that's 8:05 today, so we'll get that for you. Recruiting in the second hour. When we come back, we're going to talk some Clemson basketball with Zach Kaur. Glad to have you back, buddy. I got to be honest with you. I don't know. I can say this. You normally park up front here, and you lately been parking with a getaway spot, you know, backing in.
Yeah, I'm just trying to show you how to park from now on with your vehicle.
Well, as I make my way in today, your truck is not here.
No. And I parked around the back because I pulled in and I was like, I'm going to mess with Mickey. And I just immediately took the left and went around the back.
Really?
I knew you'd be like, oh, where is he?
I was panicking. I thought he's dead.
Oh, no.
Dead.
Oh, boy.
I thought he was dead.
Dead.
Hey, folks, if you're like me and you don't want to get in the middle of crowds and shopping and you know that Valentine's Day now is 16 days away, then why not go by Reed's Jewelers and just go straight into the mall area? It's easy to find. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right next over Belt, right in the middle of it all. And get that, find out why they're their award-winning location. They were number one in the entire company last year, all throughout North America last year. What this means is premier service. Wally Odom and this team have all kinds of experience to help you out. What this means is you're going to get, the diamond ring, the earrings, the bracelet for her, the awesome watch for him. Creating happiness, creating a great Valentine's Day with best prices, best selection, best service, best jewelry repair. The best in the business, my friends at Reed's Jewelers. REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Go by and see our great friends over at Reed's Jewelers. Segment number two, Zach Kaur, right after this.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesin L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesin L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Falk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is all in for the big game on February 3rd, and we invite you to join us for the ultimate inning to a fantastic year of college and pro football. We're serving our delicious Mellow Mushroom pizza, as well as your favorite libations from the bar, all in front of TVs throughout. If you can't make it, see our specials online for pickup the day of the game. For special occasions, you can rent our Four Seasons patio room, and at work or at home, ask us about our catering menu. We look forward to seeing you February 3rd for the big game and for sports year-round. We're all in at Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back, segment number two of our number one here on the Mickey Plyler Show. Mickey, I need to tell you about Nick Lavery. If you need someone who knows the law on your side, Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney to help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He is a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680. Again, that's 864-654-3680. 9 o'clock tonight, Mickey. I know I texted you at 9:30 on a Saturday, so I can't assume you're going to be up attending this evening. I assume you're going to be attending to your pregnant wife, and that's completely understandable.
Priority.
Of course.
Right, right.
But 9 o'clock tonight in Little John Coliseum, the Clemson Tigers host the Pittsburgh Panthers. Should be a fun one. Clemson is actually an 8.5-point favorite this evening, Mickey Plyler. There's all kinds of giveaways to entice students to be going. They're giving away those AirPods. I know you're really into the current technology in terms of Apple. The wireless headphones that you put into your earbud, and it makes you an elite of the elite.
It's a status thing?
Oh, it's a status thing.
Really?
There's no doubt about it.
Is it like, can you have that? Does it make up for having Hotmail?
Yes. If you got those tonight, it would make up for you having a Hotmail account still. Whew,
man. I need those because I'm so worried about what people think about me because
you should be worried about it because I've been spreading all kinds of rumors over every, you know, forum and message board I can get a part
of. Right. Well, of course you should.
Pittsburgh is 12-8 on the season, 2-5 in conference, actually a game better in conference than our Clemson Tigers, who are 1-5 right now entering tonight's game against Pittsburgh. They are an 8.5-point favorite, as I had mentioned. They are coming off of two consecutive losses to NC State and Florida State. I know that it was talked about and touched upon multiple times over, not only on this show yesterday, but subsequent shows, including Brad, Ben, Quawk, Kelly, and then Mr. Walt Abtula talked about it last night as well. For tonight, though, Mickey, this seems to be a matchup that bodes well for the Tigers based on that fact that they are that favorite and at home. Clemson will be riding Marquise Reed as far as they can this season. That much has become clear as his 19.3 points per game lead the Tigers at this point in time. And Elijah Thomas, if he can stay out of foul trouble, is a huge cog in this machine for them. It's really been a two-headed monster. When we were looking more at a three with Sheldon Mitchell at the beginning of the season, that just hasn't been the case so far this year.
What is that, health?
It's got to be the knees, right? The knees and the lower body there. It's been Marquise Reed and Elijah Thomas for as long as we can. You got a message real quick. You want to get that?
I'll turn this down.
No, keep it on. The water break? We good?
Right. No, we're good.
The water broke?
Right. Right. No, we're good. Okay. Water did not break. No, we're good.
Tonight, Clemson-Pittsburgh. Give me your preliminary thoughts on what the Tigers can do to come out victorious at Little John this year.
Well, a couple things. When you're talking about Pittsburgh, they are currently 2-5 in the ACC. They did beat Louisville 89-86. They did beat Florida State 75-62, but they're on a three-game losing streak. All three of those games, double-digit losses, 11-point loss at Syracuse, 15-point loss to Duke, and a 15-point loss to Louisville. So they're not a great ball club by any stretch of the imagination. It is interesting tonight, the homecoming of Trey McGowan's, the freshman guard from Piedmont, who is averaging 13.5 points a game, and who I watched a few weeks ago, put up 30 on Florida State. So, and that, you know what, man, that's hard to watch. So Trey McGowan's comes home. That's an interesting side note, I think. And the other side note, I think, is I think Jeff Capel is capable.
Hey-o.
Thank you. I think he's looking at building something at Pittsburgh. I think he's recruited pretty well so far. From what I understand, he's supposed to be a really good recruiter. And they've won a game or two that maybe they're not supposed to win. But we always hear Dabo talk about this. It's more about Clemson. And I took a stance yesterday. While everybody's being hard on Brad Brunell, again, I told John, I think John Wooden would have taken, I don't have everything written down in front of me now, but a six-point lead with 30 seconds to go and having your top free throw shooter at the line four times in the last 20 seconds to ice the game. I think, you know, the greatest basketball, a Red Auerbach would have taken that. So I don't think there's anything about coaching with that one. With that said, I thought the Tigers played well in Raleigh. I thought the comeback in Raleigh, I thought they played hard. That was the first time in a while I've seen some true grit. And I thought they played extremely hard and pretty doggone well for the most part. That is the positive. The negative, this team can't shoot threes. And if you can't shoot threes in college basketball right now, it's not going to be good for you.
I don't have Pittsburgh's three-point percentage in front of me.
I do.
Are they a three-point shooting team?
Pittsburgh from three this year. They're shooting 33%. So, I don't know if it's great or not. It's not. You know, it's about average, isn't it? Let's see what Clemson's shooting. Is Clemson shooting 31%, I think? Anyway, I don't know. They're not a great shooting team either. But the point is that if you're not going to shoot the ball well from three, it just puts so much pressure on your possessions.
Yeah.
And we saw it on Saturday while the game was lost at the free throw line. It was actually the three-point line that told the bigger story. And I'm not specifically talking about Beverly's three-point at the buzzer. I'm talking about what led up to it. Because even before the three-point at the buzzer, Clemson was outscored behind the arc, 24-0. So it ended up 27-0. And I don't care who you are, you're not going to shoot well. Clemson shoots 30% from three. So they shoot 33% from three. Of which the only guys that have shot it well from three so far this season, the only guy that's above 35% from three this season is Scars at 44%, hadn't taken a lot of them. And that's it.
What's Amir Sims at?
Amir Sims is at 32%. So the Tigers just don't shoot the ball well. And as a matter of fact, they take a book out of what I say is, if you don't shoot it well, shooters don't shoot it. You know, if you're missing shots, don't shoot anymore. So, you know, there's that argument, if you're shooters, you shoot your way out of a slump.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe in that. Stop shooting. So they don't shoot threes anymore. But it's hard to trade threes for twos. It's like trading field goals for touchdowns, right? It's hard 100%. To trade twos for threes. So that'd be a key tonight. Crowd, 9 o'clock tonight.
It was a decent crowd student-wise for the last 9 o'clock game. I would expect more of the same.
That was against Georgia Tech, wasn't it?
This evening. Was it Georgia Tech?
Yeah, Georgia Tech.
Yep, that sounds right.
Well, they got a chance, man. They got a chance to go on a little run right here. Pittsburgh, Wake Forest at Georgia Tech before you get Virginia Tech at home and at Miami. I mean, the back half of the season looks doable.
You need to have these three. Excuse me. before Virginia Tech on the 9th of February.
Yeah.
You need to have these three.
Yeah, Virginia Tech's gettable at home. Virginia Tech's not like, it's not like Virginia or Duke or North Carolina. Virginia Tech is very gettable through all of those. You know, we had a call yesterday that said, Mickey, everybody complains about the schedule. I saw Kelly Graham that complained about the schedule yesterday on Twitter. But I'll ask you what he asked me. You got an experienced team coming back this year.
Absolutely.
You know that you're going to have to play Duke. You know you're going to have to play Virginia. You know you have to go to Syracuse. You know that those are the best teams in the one of Syracuse now, but Duke and Virginia now. Would you rather get
still
this?
Still a tough one.
Huh?
Still, Syracuse is still a tough
it
one.
It is, but I'm talking about the best of the best. Would you rather play those teams early, get them out of the way, build momentum late in the season, or would you rather build some false hope early and play those teams late in the season?
For me personally, I'd rather get some momentum built up.
Not me.
You'd rather play them early.
Yeah, because then we all say, well, this team really faltered down the stretch. Hey, look, pal, I've seen Clemson basketball falter down the stretch a bunch. I'd rather be playing well in March, well in late February going into it. You know, go ahead and take your lumps knowing, hey, man, but we can build. The other thing is we talk about the schedule, how difficult it is, and rightfully so, but it's always going to be difficult. But Clemson plays Virginia once, plays Duke once, plays North Carolina once. The Tigers don't get the top three teams in the league. They don't have to play them twice.
Sure.
Meanwhile, you get Georgia Tech twice. You get Florida State's okay. Not as good as we thought. Florida State twice.
You get Pittsburgh twice.
Pittsburgh twice.
You get Syracuse twice.
So, I mean, that's all doable, right? If you think in your preseason ranked, your Sweet 16 last year preseason ranked, and you got three senior starters coming back, go ahead and let me take my lumps early, and then let me build because experience. Now, if I was young, going to Cameron and going to the Carrier Dome, man, that might be tough. But I got experience, man. These guys aren't intimidated by that. Let me get those games out of the way, and then let me build some momentum late in the season. With that said, though, finally, I don't see the confidence. I don't have confidence in this team right now. There's not, they hadn't shown me now through 18 games that I can depend on them to to do what I think they should be doing.
Can I see one or two more games? Because the thing that you mentioned to me that was very interesting, this was one of the first times that you've seen a team play hard this year.
Right.
The grit, if you will, to this team. I don't think the effort was lacking in Raleigh.
No, great.
When they went up there on Saturday night. I want to see if that same effort and energy is there, especially after such a just debilitating loss.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't imagine losing like that again.
I don't think losses, I don't think there's hangovers like it was when we were kids. A lot of, we say this all the time, like back in my day. Well, you know what thing they do better now than they did back in my day? First of all, you play Saturdays, you play Sundays, you play Mondays, you play Tuesdays, you play Wednesdays, you're playing all the time. And so this is Tuesday, so really you came home, probably tripping on your bottom lip on Sunday, and then you had to start preparing for this game on Monday. But the other thing is, man, these kids grew up playing this AAU stuff where you play at 9 o'clock, and then noon, and 3, and 6. Or you might even have one at 9 at night if you keep winning or whatever. You're playing all weekend long, and so if you lose one, heck, if you lose one at 3, you still got another game at 6, you know? So I think there's a little better bounce back. I don't think you'll see them tripping on the bottom lip here.
I don't think so either. What I'm saying is, you know, what if we get down to this and Clemson has a 5-point lead with 2 minutes to go, and all of a sudden Pittsburgh hits that 3-pointer or gets that and one or whatever it is, and you go, well, here this is again.
Yep. Believe me, in Clemson basketball and in South Carolina football, I've heard this phrase many times. Well, here we go again. Well, that's up to you. That's your big deal. You got to climb that mountain, climb it, and see if you can get back up, see if you can pick yourself up by the bootstraps, and find a way to win. Or you can just let losses keep beating you over and over and over. But I don't believe that's the case. I don't think that'd be the case going in. I expect Clemson to play well tonight. I really do.
As I'm looking at it right now, there are a bunch of tickets still available.
Yeah,
499 tickets right now, as low as $3. To get into Clemson and Pittsburgh tonight in Little John.
And I know we're going to hear this tomorrow. I'm going to get the preemptive strike now. Clemson has great fans. They have great fans in football, great fans in baseball. They have good fans in basketball. But a team that's 11-8, a team that is 1-5 in the league, playing at 9 o'clock with bad weather out there now. I don't expect a big crowd. Don't call tomorrow saying, well, the crowd wasn't into it. You know, right now, basketball staff, basketball players, if you're listening, they're not. But if you're listening, you're not going to have a big crowd tonight. It's up to you to bring your own energy tonight. The opponent's not great. You hadn't had a great season. It's 9 o'clock and it's bad weather. And it's on TV. So there's not going to be this raucous crowd that you come in and blow. So don't worry about that part of it. Create your own energy tonight. Fair enough? Is that fair?
I mean, I'm with you. I hear you.
Sometimes the crowd leads the team. Sometimes the team leads the crowd. Tonight's one of these doing his nights that you gotta lead everybody else. You gotta give the people a reason to come. And oh, by the way, after this, you're gonna have Wake Forest coming to town this weekend. What's that? Saturday or Sunday? What's the third? It's a nooner.
They will have Wake Forest on Sunday the 3rd at noon.
Yeah, Sunday the 3rd. And then we can say, well, you got church. You got a lot of reasons in there. But you have a reason to come. I know this about Clemson fans. I've known this now for 40 years. You give them a reason to come. They'll show up. They'll support you. Not tonight again. You got kids. You got 9 o'clock. You got weather. You got TV. You got a bad opponent. You had played well. Yeah, you know what? Don't expect it tonight. Play well tonight. There'll be more people there on Sunday.
Yeah, you were a team last year that was good. You went to the Sweet 16, and the next season is going to be expected for you to be playing in some more primetime games where you're on television more often, and that's what it was. That's what it is right now. That's what you're seeing from the carryover from last season. You wanted this spot. You wanted this spotlight, and so far, unfortunately, it's been a bit of a sheltering away from the spotlight, and we're hoping to step back into it tonight with a win against Pittsburgh.
I love that attitude. We'll play you at noon. We'll play you at 9. We'll play you at midnight. We'll play on the moon. We'll play in the parking lot. We'll play wherever. This is play. And let's not worry about what the crowd looks like. Let's not worry about what the officiating looks like. Let's not worry about what the announcer say about you. Let's not worry about just go play. And if you win enough, we talked about this in in-state basketball recruiting yesterday. You give the kids a reason to stay home, they'll stay home. You give the fans a reason to come out, they'll come out. You just go play on the moon at midnight on a Tuesday night. Fine. Okay. We'll play you. Just go compete. Win the game. Build some momentum. Come in here Sunday. Beat Wake Forest. 2 in a row. Get you a nice road win against Georgia Tech. And you feel better about yourself. And then it gets chest out a little bit.
That's the attitude we need right now.
That's right.
That's 100% the attitude we need.
That's right. Let's go compete. Go win. You take care. You control what you can control. All the other stuff takes care of itself.
Absolutely.
I enjoy segment 2, buddy.
Hey, you know what? I enjoy it too, but I'm looking forward to segment 3 even more.
I am, but segment 4 is from recruiting.
Whoa, boy.
Oh, and let me tell you, that's exciting.
Uh-huh. And that ball.
And that aspect of the show. Engineer Sleep's exciting. And speaking with Jay and Davis Orders and all the great folks over at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com, they're off to a great start. And they have a great thing going on now. Engineer Sleep is setting the bar really high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale. It's going to begin on February the 11th. It's going to go from February to the 18th. If you have this one full week to take advantage of these huge savings on the most popular mattresses, on the adjustable beds, and the pillows. It's time for you to get a new mattress. This is it. This is time. This is the best time of year to ever buy. Huge sales. Now, their showroom is located at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. So February the 11th through the 18th. Get in touch with them. Customers will save big on the most popular mattresses and the most adjustable beds out there, the best beds out there at Engineered Sleep and Engineered Sleep. .com. Great stuff there. Can't wait to see that work out. All right, we come back. Let's open up the phone lines for the first time. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 is our Northern Communication phone lines. On text, you already got some of them out here now. 986-1566, 986-1566 on Twitter at Mr. Orr 24 at Mickey Pollard. A break. Phone calls right after this.
This Tuesday, the Tigers come home to Little John Coliseum to take on new head coach Jeff Capel and his Pittsburgh Panthers as they invade Tigertown in another key ACC matchup. Pre-game game is at 8:30 p.m. with 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
If you thought football was over, think again. Join your friends at Mellow Mushroom in Clemson for the big game on February 3rd. Nothing says football like mouth-watering pizza, a full bar, and TVs all around. Can't make it to the game? No problem. Mellow Mushroom can cater your party or check our online specials for pickup February 3rd. Want your own spot for friends and family? Rent our Four Seasons patio room for your next event. You welcomed us back? Now we're welcoming you to Mellow Mushroom Clemson. We're all in for the big game February 3rd, so join us at Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway, next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with four on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. That's RelaxFounders.com. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Friends at SCDMV. Mary got new license yesterday because she didn't want to...
A gold star on it?
Yeah, I think. I didn't check and see. But yeah. Real ID. Over at scdmvonline.com is where you can find out all of this. Quite frankly, I procrastinate my life. Are you a procrastinator, or do you get things done early?
More so a procrastinator.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have your real ID yet?
Yes.
Do you have a New Jersey driver's license or a South Carolina driver's license?
I have a South Carolina driver's license.
And you have a real ID?
Yeah.
Really? Star?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call you bluff on that. I don't think you do.
I can go to the truck and grab it.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. No, don't do that. So you don't have to stand in line. I've not gotten mine yet, but I will now as a result. There's all kinds of questions about real IDs. What does it cost? What do you need? How do you do it? How do you, you know, what do you need to do? What proofs of identification, proofs of residency you need? It's easy. It's simple. If you want to fly flights in October 2020, you got to have these compliant identification cards. Get your real ID at scdmvonline.com to find out more. scdmvonline.com. We're going to talk recruiting here at 7:05 this morning. Let's get to our phone lines here in this segment, 654-ROAR. Joe is in our nation's capital. Hey, good morning, Joe, man. Hey, how's your weather in D.C. right now? How y'all coping right now?
Man, everything good, man. Ain't good. Too much going on, man.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I was calling about Brad Brunell. He's a good coach, but I think for Clemson basketball to really be relevant, the football season is not going on. They need to hire a higher profile coach, a Rick Pitino type coach, a guy that can pull the Zion Williamsons of the state or around the country. If you think about the Cliff Ellis, when he was there at Clemson, he went all the way to L.A. and got Eldon Campbell. I mean, when the last time we got a guy from California to come to Clemson and play ball, basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, we need a higher profile coach to get the team to the level it could be on, because Clemson's a good place to go play ball at. It really is. The facilities are there. The campus is wonderful. You're in the ACC. You know, you have a chance of being 8-8 and still getting into the tournament. But Brad Brunell, that was a lateral move. I think he took over for Oliver Purnell, if I'm correct.
Right.
I think he took over for him. That was kind of a lateral move. And I think for them to get to the next level where basketball season is exciting, they need a high-profile coach that can get these guys into Clemson. Because to me, Clemson basketball should be better than South Carolina. To me, we should be able to get any player in that state to come to Clemson. But for some reason, we just can't do it. And then he has a veteran team at that. And considering the run they had last year, the expectations was very high that they wouldn't be at the record that they at now in the ACC. So something is going on within the program, in the locker room. Yeah, he didn't shoot the free throws. None of that, but it's something else going on with the team. I don't have any dislike for Brad Brunell, but I think the next chance they get to hire another coach, because they just gave him an extension, I believe, this year to his contract. The next time they get a chance to get somebody in there, they need to really go get a high-profile coach that can go all across the country, just like what Dabo's doing. Get players anywhere that want to come to Clemson and ball, because, like I said, Clemson's the best place to go do it at.
By the way, I want to tell you a quick story before I let you go. I was in the airport in San Jose, California, and a guy walks in, a gray-headed guy with a gray-bearded guy. Had a toboggan on, and I looked over and said, "Man, there's a 7-foot guy with a beard over there. What is this guy?" And looked over, and it's Eldon Campbell. And he had come up for the game. He's living in L.A. He had flown up for the game and was flying back. And he was a big Clemson basketball fan, big Clemson football fan. It's great to see him. And said he doesn't get over a whole lot, but watches him all the time and pulls from all the time. It's really good to see him. But you're right about a lot of stuff. You know, there's different ways to do it in basketball. I will tell you this, Joe, before I let you go. I think Clemson can win in basketball. And maybe I'm the most naive fellow on earth. Maybe I'm just a sunshine pumper. But I think that you can win in Clemson basketball. A text right here says, Clemson, South Carolina is not a basketball town. It's located in a region that traditionally sports baseball, football, golf, and tennis more than basketball. Maybe. But I'll ask that texture this. Is Knoxville, Tennessee a basketball town? Because they're number one in the country right now. Is Spokane, Washington? Isn't that where Gonzaga is? Is that a big basketball town? Yeah, Spokane, Washington. Is that a big basketball town? Because, you know, there are traditional powers in basketball now. And I'm going to look up and down. Is Oxford, Mississippi a great basketball town? Because they're ranked right now. Is Starkville, Mississippi a basketball town? Because they're ranked right now. Is Tallahassee, Florida? Is that a basketball town? Because they've won to Elite Eights. They've won the ACC, and they're a basketball town right now. Is Ames, Iowa, or Iowa State? Is Buffalo, New York? Buffalo is ranked right now. Is Lubbock, Texas a basketball town? Is Blacksburg, Virginia a basketball town? Because they're 12th in the country right now. Is Nevada, I don't know, is Nevada and Reno, wherever they are, is that a basketball town? Because they're ranked 8th in the country right now. So the idea that Clemson is who it is, I refuse to believe that you can't win in basketball here. And if I'm wrong, I'll have to be wrong on my side of it, on a Pollyanna side of it, on a positive side of it. I can't sit here and tell you that basketball can't be done here. Joe, I appreciate the phone call, man. I hope you stay warm up there.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Zach, I refuse. I will fight you tooth and nail on telling me how hard it is here. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be, it's not impossible. You can win here. You can win. Now, it's harder here than it is in certain places. In Indiana, every kid grows up with a basketball goal in their front yard and in their driveway, and it's a basketball world. Yeah. Do you have to play second fiddle to football here? Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Does that mean you can't win?
I don't think so.
If a 6'6 guy, 6'5 guy comes out here, he might want to play wide receiver, free safety, defensive end. Right, a 6'5 guy in North Carolina wants to play power forward or shooting guard or shooting forward, small forward. Does that mean you can't win in South Carolina?
No.
We had the greatest tradition in history here. Does that mean you can't win?
No.
I'm not going to sit here and if I'm going to be wrong, then let me be wrong about the side of hopeful rather than hopeless. You can win in basketball here. There's no doubt in my mind that you can win in basketball here. Texas says Starkville's the only place you mentioned similar to Clemson. All those other places are much more urban environments. What are you talking about? When all of a sudden did Ames, Iowa get to be this major metropolitan area that urban kids are leaving Brooklyn, New York to go out to play basketball at Iowa State? You kidding me? People are leaving the playgrounds of Chicago to go to Ames, Iowa? It's this urban metropolis. Blacksburg, have you been to Blacksburg, Virginia? Virginia Tech's number 12 in the country right now. Blacksburg, Virginia is Clemson.
To be fair, Ames, Iowa has 50,000 more people in it than Clemson does.
I'm sure, but people don't leave the streets of Chicago to go to Ames, Iowa.
Yep.
But they don't because it's a big metropolitan area. Are you kidding me? Again, Texter, Blacksburg, Virginia, if you've been to Blacksburg, Zach Ormus, Tour 24.
It has 30,000 more people than Clemson does.
30,000 people is not. These people are born in cities of millions of people.
I get it, born
in D.C.
That's a lot of people.
nobody would go to Blacksburg, Virginia and go, man, this is a big city here. This is an urban environment.
I'm with you.
Have you been to downtown Blacksburg?
I'm just providing the stats.
Look, you can draw a city line. I don't care about that. Have you been to downtown Blacksburg?
I've only been through on 81 there.
Downtown Blacksburg, there. I'm almost right to say there's not a four-story building in downtown Blacksburg.
Really?
There might be a three-story building in downtown Blacksburg, but most of them aren't. Blacksburg looks like Clemson. And Blacksburg right now, they're 12th in the country. So, no. Not buying that at all. I got a minute. Chris is up next. Chris, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey. Hey, did you see that video of T. Higgins jumping over a guy and just straight dunking on him?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, sometimes Twitter's a bad thing, but sometimes they put out winning moments like that, and that was just unreal.
Show me more of that. I'm ready to see more of that.
Yeah. Did you see the roster?
Yes.
The intramural roster for that team?
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt. That's a good team right there. Mickey, I want to take one thing off the air for you.
All right.
You know, we've seen some great players come through right now in Clemson. But I know I became a fan in the late 90s, early 2000s, and we've had some great players play against Clemson. You know, I go back to Chris Winkie, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers. Probably the best. I started going to games in about 2013, so I've seen some pretty good ones there with Todd Gurley. Clowney's probably one of the best guys I've ever seen play, along with Lamar Jackson. And with you being a seasoned vet at Clemson home games, I was wondering who were some of the talent from the other teams that you walked away from the game thinking that's one of the best players I've ever seen play college football.
How far can I go back?
I appreciate your comments.
How far can I go back?
As far as you've been watching football in Clemson.
We'll touch on it.
Death Valley.
That's a good topic, man. I'll touch on it right after break, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Thanks an awful lot. Appreciate that. Yeah. I will touch on that. I'll also touch on, this guy says, well, Zach always keeps it real. Well, okay. Oxford, Mississippi is a big city. I'm in Oxford. It's not a big city. It's not a city.
I'm just saying.
It's a town.
It's a small town.
Clemson's a small town. So is Blacksburg. So is Starkville. So
30,000 people more or 50,000 people more. It makes a difference.
No, not a difference what we're talking about here. Hour number two right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.